Sam Goodman here from the Hot Nerd LLC, back with another Starting Point mini. You know the drill. We pull out a card deck of our operationally curious questions, our Starting Point operationally curious questions, and we see where it takes us. Here we go. I've got the card deck. We're going to shuffle them up. Listen to this.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah.
And we pull out one of our operationally curious questions and we ask it, giving you a better question to carry into your work world and learn more about your normal, everyday, usually successful operations. All right, let's see what we've got here. This one gets right to the heart of how work actually gets done. The card asks, where do you feel you must overly adapt to get things done? Yeah, talk about a question that's really going to peel back some layers. Overly adapt. There's gold in there. We write procedures. We design processes. We have our work as imagined, right? Sometimes our operational fantasy. But the folks on the front line, they live in work as done. They are the masters of work as done. And often, there's a pretty stinking gap, sometimes a big one. This question helps you find that gap. When we ask people where they have to overly adapt, it means they're probably encountering situations, problems, tools, information that's not quite a good fit. They're using their smarts, their experiences, and they're figuring it out. You might discover a workaround that should be the norm, a shortcut that should be the norm, or just plain old firefighting that's happening there. Oh, more interestingly here, a lot of times when they're overly adapting, they're creating interesting successes, places where they create success where there shouldn't be success, where they're overperforming. The systems of work, the conditions, the tools, the resources that we provide them, and creating success where there should not be success. So here's your mission, should you choose to accept it. Take this question. Go out into your work world and find a person or a few people that are actually close to that work. There's someone that actually does it, you know, out there in the thick of it. And just ask them, where do you feel that you must overly adapt to get things done with this thing right here? Be curious, not judgmental. And listen to learn rather than listening to fix or improve. And really listen to what they have to say. You'll be amazed, absolutely amazed at what you learn. And hey, if you want to get your hands on our original card decks, our Starting Point card decks, I was using the tarot size deck today in the fancy, fancy little tin carrying case. Or you want to get your hands on the learning journal or inquire about licensing options, you can do that over at thehopnerd.com/SP. thehopnerd.com/SP. Yeah, we got all that stuff over there. You can join the ever-growing number of companies, the hundreds and hundreds of companies at this point using our Starting Point card decks, or join the ever-growing list of folks that are licensing them and making them their own, customizing with their logos and their colors and their branding. Yeah, it's super duper cool. We got a few options there for you to check out. If you're interested in licensing, you can skip that step and just send me an email, thehopnerd@gmail.com. That's it for this minisode. Until next time, stay curious.